Hey fam, welcome to another exciting episode of Nayland Radio. If you're new here, my name is Sam and I've got with me.
It's your girl Yenda. Hey fam, what's up? How are you guys?
We're doing well, thank you. Thank you for asking, Yenda. So how was your week?
It was good.
Chilled?
Yeah, just nothing extra. Just a regular week. How was yours?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, same old. Yeah, the usual. Nothing major. Yeah. So, guys, okay. Welcome back to another exciting episode. And on today's episode, even in trending news is hilarious, to be honest. And I'll be starting off this one. So, I don't know whether this was Instagram or Twitter. Let me see. Yeah, I think it was Twitter. Yeah, so now this one is actually particularly interesting, and I need your opinion on this. So this lady went on a date. Okay, so she says, this guy asked me out on a date and I met him there. When we were about to leave, he ordered an Uber and I didn't want to make him feel bad, so I left in the Uber with him. He dropped me off at mine and left. So I ordered a Bolt back to where we had our date and drove my car home. So basically, she went to the date with her car. She drove there. Yeah. So, but when this was over, the guy then ordered Uber, and she took Uber home with the guy, then came back, took a cab back to pick her car and went back home. What do you make of that?
I don't know, that's thirsty. Because why would she do that?
Yeah, she said she didn't want the guy to feel bad, like it was the first date, she just didn't want him to feel bad or maybe intimidated.
Why would he feel, I don't know. Well, I guess that's just how she feels, but personally I just think it's crap. Like, why would you go through that? Like, it'll eventually come out that she has a car. So,
I guess she didn't want to reveal it on the first date. I don't know. I need your opinion.
You're not thinking about it. It might be based on experience. Maybe, this thing that people say, like when you get old or when you have too much stuff, you chase the men away. So maybe she has been through a lot and she didn't just want to show that, she had her own. Maybe later in the relationship, when it gets like, when it's sealed, it's for real, then when it's official, then she can then come out to say, oh, look, I have a car. Or yeah, so it might be based on past experiences, to be honest.
But would you do such? Because I know you would.
Never ever. No, I won't do it.
Yeah, it just seemed, yeah, because I see where she's coming from, because she felt like, not to make the guy feel some type of way. Yeah, but to me, it really depends. Like, any guy that's, it doesn't really matter. Like, anyway, I don't know. I don't know how to see.
That's what I'm saying, that it depends on her experience. Mm-hmm. She might be in her late 30s or must have had experience. Or, sometimes, people say, if you're older or if you're a lady and you're, self-made, you have everything, you have all the luxury, and then guys will start to size you up. There are some guys that would be too intimidated to approach you or stuff like that. So that might be the case. Maybe she's still trying to hide what she has till it's time or till it gets official. So I don't know, that might, if it works for her, that's fine. But I personally wouldn't go that route.
I know you would. You can even come with horns blaring to the date, to the restaurant.
It's not my style.
You come honking with your car. Anyway, okay. So what do you have for us, Wayne?
Okay, so on my end, a couple of women just shared their worst first date experience. And I just thought to share with you guys, because some of them are really funny. So this one is termed the escapist. And I'm just going to read what she said. She said, we went on a lunch date and we were having a good time. Right. When the bill was about to come, I went to pull out my wallet, but he asked that I let him pay this time and then he'll and then I'll pay next time. Right. So I agreed. And then when the bill did arrive, he looked at the amount and pretended that he had an urgent call and said that he will be back in 2 minutes. Whoa. But he never showed up again. Whoa. After waiting for another 15 minutes, I paid the bill and left the place. Then I asked our mutual friend about him, and she said that he's playing cricket with his friends. I was so disappointed and never talked to him again.
Wow. Playing that cricket with his friend. So
super annoying.
So, like, is this guy Nigerian?
Well, it was a Nigerian person that wrote it, so I assume it's a Nigerian experience.
Okay. Wow, that's so.
But the thing with Nigerian men, I think, I don't know, some of them.
No.
I remember when I told you I went on a date. Well, one guy like that I paid for my food. So I don't know. It's a thing with some Nigerian men. I don't know.
Yeah, but I think that's better put. I don't think it's because, like, usually I even think Nigerian men like love to spoil ladies. To be honest, like,
yeah, they do. But some of them who pretend to be what they're not. Usually do this.
So I think in this case, I guess the guy originally had the intention to pay, but maybe when he saw the bill, like, he was confused. Like, come on.
Is he insane? What if he also ate something? So you're saying that he ordered his food, ordered his drink, and she also did the same, and it was time to pay, and then he just walked out because, like, actually, like, he pretended like he had an urgent call.
No, don't get me wrong. I'm by no means, you know, justifying his action. I'm only saying, you know, trying to rationalize it. Like, maybe because he said he was going to pay originally, yeah, and he took the bill. Then he saw it. Then, I mean,
even at that, left. What if? Even at that, maybe he wasn't going to pay that. Maybe he just wanted to look like he was going to pay that, and, you know, just, you know, pretend it or something. Either way, that's just so shallow. That's really low.
So is this the only category, the escapist?
No, I have one more. Let's see. The person said, the creepy guy. We were supposed to meet at a cafe after work, but my date was running really late, so I asked him to postpone the date. But he was a little pushy about it, so we ended up meeting near my office. But after only 15 minutes of our meeting, he approached me for a kiss. I was shocked and gently declined. Soon after, he said that he needs to return home. I was really creeped out and never went out with him again. Which brings me to my question. Is it ideal to kiss on the first date, Samuel?
Well, it depends on the circumstance, you know. I think a lot of people fail to, like, read the room, to be honest. Like, you need to sense, like, temperature of the room, like, know what's going on, you know. So, like, for you to make such move, you need to be, like, you know, like, there's a certain level of... you know,
connection.
Exactly, like, yeah, the connection, you know, not just to, like, try to kiss. So it depends. I'll say it depends, you know, it depends on how, you know, it's about the flow. It's about the, you know, how you guys connect, the gelling and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's hard to tell just over the phone, you know, to say, if you know you've got strong game, yeah, like, you know how, you know, your lines are sharp and good, you know, yeah. You can, it's something you can, and usually when you know, and this is what I would even say, like, when you know, like, you guys have had a good time, you know, like, you know, she had so much fun, you know, yes, you could try, but not like when you're sitting in the cafe in the restaurant or something. No, I wouldn't say that's entirely appropriate, you know, for someone you're just meeting, you know, 15 minutes again, you know.
Yeah, so for me, from what I can deduce from this, maybe the guy just had it at the back of his mind all through the day that, okay, that date must end with the kiss, that date must end with the kiss. First of all, 15 minutes is too short a time to get to know someone. And for the fact that it was a first date, like, if it was me and he leaned towards me, I don't know what I'm going to do, but it's not going to happen at all. At all, it doesn't make any sense for someone you're just meeting. Even if it was a peck, it would still be strange because this is someone you're just meeting. Except, like, it depends on the situation of things. If before or prior to that date, maybe they've been talking over the phone, they started to build a connection, like an emotional connection. There's something there, and, you know, they've been talking, and then they now finally meet. then, you know, the hug and everything. But even at that, I wouldn't advise that you just, you know, go for it like that. I think that's too fast. I think you can just maybe start with a hug. And if you get lucky, maybe you could just maybe do a peck. But
if you get, well, see, this is what I do. See, and I think I need to say something on this. Why does it feel like it's the guy that is getting lucky? Why? Like, don't you enjoy the kiss as well? As, like, if the guy were to kiss the lady would also enjoy it. So why are you saying if he gets lucky?
Says who?
Say, what do you mean says who? Don't you enjoy a kiss?
If the kiss is coming from my partner, yes, someone I truly care about, yeah.
Exactly. But, so why
don't,
do women?
That's the thing. Don't mix it up. Don't think that. No. Sometimes the lady might not feel like it's necessary, or it's the guy has earned the right to actually, you know, give her a kiss on the cheek. You have to earn it.
So, I understand the part where you earn it, yeah. So, but I'm saying, like, even when you do get it, why does it feel like one party is doing the other one a favor? You know, like the way you describe it, like,
it depends on the situation. Like, the girl might even actually get the peck on the cheek and not feel it, but just pretend and then move on. And that's why you hear that. That's why you hear sometimes that they go some people, because I mean, it might have been whack, or after that. Peck, then you just realize that this person, I don't feel like there is this emotional connection. So it could lead to a lot of things. I mean, anything can happen.
Yeah, but my point is, I don't think it's entirely right to say one person is lucky or the other person. Like, it's mutual, yeah. Like, it goes both ways. Like, it takes two to enjoy it, you know. So yeah, especially if, like, if you find a guy that knows how to kiss well, yeah. So you're also lucky having such person. You see what I mean?
It's not about kissing well. I don't have to explain it. It's just a woman thing. It's not about kissing well. It's about you having that connection with someone. Haven't you heard of people that maybe they've been talking over the phone, connection is great, and then you just see the person and you just realize and you think everything is perfect, really nice. You think there's maybe a sexual connection. You just see the person and realize that you're not even sexually attracted to that person.
Yeah.
So yeah, it happens a lot, and some women wouldn't even voice it out. They just don't say anything, but that's the case. So I don't know. It depends on the way the woman is wired, right?
No, if I agree. Only saying, why are you saying if it's lucky? That's what I'm saying. I agree with everything you said.
That's she's like, I mean, she's the award. She's the gift. She's the, you're reaching out for her, right?
She's the prize.
She's the prize. So if you want the prize, you have to work for it.
Okay. No worries. All right. So there's something else I saw on Twitter. So this guy says he got 204,000 naira because his girlfriend cheated on him. And so he said, when our relationship started, we deposited a monthly 6,000 naira each into a joint account during relationship, and making a policy that whoever gets cheated on will walk away with all the money. That is Heartbreak Insurance Fund, HIF. And he walked away with 204K, you know, because his girlfriend cheated on him.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
What do you think of that? What do you think of that?
I don't know. I really don't. I don't know.
Like, some of signing, like, prenup before marriage.
I don't think that story is true. I think it's true.
Why do you think it's not?
Because I don't know. I don't think it's true. It just sounds like something somebody wrote for fun. I just don't think it's true. Why? So you're saying he walked away with 204,000?
Yes. Why can't
I've never heard of it. It just doesn't sound realistic.
Really?
Yeah. Do you actually believe that?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe that? You believe the story? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's weird. It's okay.
That's weird. You think it's weird?
Yeah.
No.
So, first of all, who wants, like, so you're saying you're working, you're getting paid, you're hard-earned money, and then you're going to be saving 6,000 every month just in case somebody cheats? I mean, how many people will do that? Does this sound realistic? I do not think so. Mm. So you're saying, other than that 6,000 for cheating money, mm-hmm. you're also putting another money aside for maybe savings or family income. I mean, it's just, it doesn't sound realistic. Mm. So, and in fact, doing that in the first place, that means maybe there's this, maybe a little part of you thinking that somebody will shot cheat someday, right?
Well, I mean, both of them agreed to it, so yeah, I think they both believe that one person would, you know,
fall off the wagon.
Exactly.
Well, it is what it is. Personally, I just think it was just a nice story put on the internet for everyone to laugh about. I don't think it's realistic.
Well, I mean, that's the internet. You never can say, but I mean, you just
can tell what is real and what's not.
It just came across as very, like, you know, funny to me, like, doing such, you know, having HIF, like an insurance fund for heartbreak, you know, yeah. So what do you
have? Anyway, moving on to other interesting things. I saw this write-up. Somebody wrote this on the internet, as usual. Crazy people, crazy things are happening. I'm just going to share this with you guys. So this person said, my husband wants a threesome with our maid.
My goodness, what's up?
He promised me a huge sum of money if I allow our maid join us. Ooh. I told him it will bring Steve finished, and he said I can decide to send the maid away after that. One thing I know about my husband is that he doesn't hide anything, and if he wants to do something, he will do it with his full chest. And I tell you, he has never hidden his side chick. We're married for 6 years, and he has dated 2 girls. But wow. Why would he ask for a threesome with my maid? Not even his side chick. I'm looking for money to start a business, and the $3 million he promised me will do a lot. What do you advise? What the heck?
Wow.
Yay.
Wow. So first off, I think it's entirely bizarre to inch upon such condition or whatever, I mean, like a threesome, for you to give your wife money to start up a business, for one. I think that's very, very, very bad and, you know, terrible.
That man must be there, in fact. No.
You know, see, then to some extent, the lady has also accepted a lot of BS too.
Exactly. That's what I'm about to say. This lady seems like someone that is really struggling, that has inferiority complex.
Yeah, so much. You know, for you to know that he has 2 side chicks already, like, you're cool. I mean, she said, I mean, if you read that properly, you'd when she mentioned that, like, she would have at least understood if it was the side chick, not the maid, you know, like, for you to then consider that option, like, but that's not cool though. That's not cool.
Nah, she needs to get her I don't know, she needs to get her shit together, honestly, because this is bizarre. How, like, she seems like, I don't know. That's what happens. As in, from what I see here, from what I could deduce from just reading this, I'm able to deduce that this lady has serious, serious inferiority complex. I don't think she's financially stable. She doesn't seem like someone that has a good job.
Exactly.
She doesn't seem like someone that has an option. And ladies,
I agree. I think it's more she doesn't have an option. No, I think it's because she doesn't have an option. That's what led to the inferiority complex. If you see what I mean.
Actually, she has an option. You could either walk away, but the thing is, she's going to leave with absolutely nothing and start from scratch. And that's the problem. And this is what I'm always talking about, ladies. Please always do, like, no matter how small it is, even if it's a business, even if it's, as in, don't just sit at home doing nothing. Find something to do. Make your own money so that nobody will be telling, giving you BS. Or feeding you BS. This to me is absolute BS.
Totally. I mean, like, it's not cool at all. Like, for the guy to even say, like, it's a lot,
and then
like you can say that way. You know?
Yeah, he's suggesting, like, for her to sleep, for them to have the threesome with the maid, and then he'll send her, like, I mean, it's just crazy the kind of fantasies some men have. I mean, with the help, you want to sleep with the help, you got issues. Anyway, it is what it is on my end.
Yeah. No, it's just very weird. I mean, well, it's just one of those things you hear and you just shake your head. I'm like, no. But it's not cool though. It's not cool. But, and I agree with you, man. It's one of those things where, I mean, which is why it's important for ladies to also, I mean, be somewhat, you know, independent. I mean, do your own thing, have your own thing, you know. So maybe that's what she's trying to start up, you know, and the guy is still, you know, putting a condition, which is very terrible, to be honest. Like, this is your wife, You know, like, if you can't support your wife, like, why then, what then is the point? You know, what then is the point? I mean, it's just, yeah, crazy. Anyway, guys, we hope you enjoyed the trending gist. Yeah, sit back, relax, no talk about that. We'll be going on a quick break. And when we come back, today's topic was, Oyi went and found this crazy topic, and I really don't know, but yeah, you don't want to miss this one.
Stay tuned.
All right, guys, we'll be right back.
Shake it. I know they want to see me fall, but I dey stand fit. I know they fall. Won't pay me or more, Baba lo. If you don't know, make you ask Adugo.
Adugo,
where do they body? I've been doing this enough.
Welcome back, guys, to another segment on this episode. I hope you enjoy that wonderful musical break. And so on this segment, we're going to be getting candid with you. We have a juicy topic that I cannot wait to, you know, dissect. Anyway, so without further ado, I'm just going to go straight into this. So, guys, this week on this episode, the topic for this week is, should a man be forced to marry a lady he impregnated by mistake? I'll just say that again. Should a man be forced to marry a lady he impregnated by mistake? Samuel? So I can't wait to hear what you're
saying. You know, when I saw the topic, I was like, this one.
Because it's a very deep topic, actually.
Yeah, I know. This has been happening for so many years, you know, so it's not new. And so it's actually very tricky, but for one thing I would say is I do not subscribe to the idea of forcing people on people, you know. So let's get that straight first off. Yeah, like the idea of forcing in any way, I don't think ultimately it will result into anything that would succeed. You know, like, because even if the guy takes the lady in, right? He would always complain. He would always, like, he would always refer to that scenario, like, you were forced on me, this was not my choice, things like that. Like, a lot of people do that, yeah? So I think, I mean, it would be so much emotional blackmail and abuse, you know? So I don't think anything forcing, and both ways, even for the lady, you know, both ways, it goes both ways, because, I mean, the lady may have just wanted maybe like one night stand or whatever and just led to that, and you know, then they're saying, oh, she must, you know. So like anything forcing, I don't think it's a good idea, for one. Now, like, if we take that out of the case, mm-hmm. right, if it's not forcing, because sometimes they won't force you, they try to nudge you, like, I mean, don't, you know, like
manipulate the situation,
exactly, you know, like, you know, gaslight, and you know, so in that case, I think it's very tricky, to be honest, because there are so many factors you need to consider at that point, you know, like, is this something you would be happy with? Is this something you would not have regrets eventually? Mm-hmm. Right, because I think one thing, even for me, like, I don't think anyone should have that thing they tell you, like, oh, it's because your family persuaded me to, you know, I don't think it's nice, you know, like, if not, like, I mean, we're not on the same level, you know, things like that. I don't think it's cool, you know, it's not, I mean, and a lot of people go through that on a daily basis, you know, the slightest fault, you know, from the partner, they just remind them of, you know, maybe 10 years ago, how they got into the marriage, like, why would you, you know, and the thing is, it's like rehashing a wound every time. Some people just keep going there. I don't think it's very nice, you know, saying things like that. So regardless of the scenario, whether it's the guy that or the lady was forced, whichever it is, I don't think, personally, it's not something I would like for someone to keep telling me such things. I don't think, so at that point, you should then think about it, you know, properly, to say, is this something I would like to go ahead with? Because at the end of the day, it's not the end of the world, you know, like, I would rather you, like, you know, be a responsible father, you know, than going to a marriage that you would not be happy with, you know. I would rather, I mean, like, you do all the things you need to do as a father,
yeah,
you know, all the responsibility, everything you need to do, I think is much more better, you know, than, you know, forcing yourself into a marriage that you know for sure you'll not be happy. Because sometimes a lot of people know and they see just, you know, like, just management at the end of the day is just thorns in their flesh. It's just, so I don't think it's something, because it's a marriage, you know, it's not something you know. So I think I'll say think about it properly, like, without the pregnancy, like, is this something, is it a decision you would, you know, gladly walk into? If that's the case, by all means, you know, go into it, but don't go into something where you then keep holding over the your partner's head, that, oh, it's because your family did this, it's because, or otherwise I wouldn't have ended up with you, you know, it's because, no, I don't think that's cool, you know. So don't blackmail people, don't do that. And if you know you would not, you know, be happy in it, and you do not, I mean, love that person to the point where you think you would put a ring on it and, you know, wife them, I don't think you should. Yeah, just do your,
all right,
pay your bills, whatever you need to do, care for the child, be there, you know. And if you know it's not going to work, don't just go into it.
Yes, thank you for that, Samuel. And on this note, I'm going to totally agree with you personally. I mean, from, I wouldn't say what, no, I think about it.
No, I'm saying, you wouldn't say from my experience. You're saying, God forbid. I'm trying to complete your sentence.
Yeah, thanks. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so forced marriage under any circumstance is totally unacceptable. You know, because, I mean, marriage should be a consensual thing. Now, in this case, when someone gets pregnant, be it, there's so many, because I noticed that this is something that has, like, eaten into, like, people's lives for years, and there are a lot of people that are stuck with this be it male or female. Now, talking from a woman's perspective, right? Some women can be so manipulative that they would try to get pregnant, and they think that getting pregnant for that person would like hook the person and have that and they just want to have that person in their life, right? Or maybe the person is wealthy, or it could be for family name or anything. So some people are so desperate that they will intentionally get pregnant just to keep the guy on lock, right? And another note, some people, they don't do it for desperation. They just do it because they want their own, you know, they want to have their own child. But sometimes, in this case, you do it without the guy's consent. It's not mutual. So they'll rather, you know, do what they have to do silently and just, you know, get pregnant. And then that's when they start saying, no, I can't bought this. I can't do this. I can't do that. It was you. It was you. Again, another manipulative situation at hand, right? So, like, there are multiple things on this topic that, like, there are multiple ways that, you know,
the manipulation can come.
And people get pregnant, and then there's an issue. Now, what happens when you marry somebody that you don't love, or you don't really value, or someone you just had a one night stand with? It feels like you're in bondage. It feels like you're choking.
But quick question, sorry, those ones that do it for, like, they just want the child, like, so do they also try to force the guy to marry them? Or those ones, like, because in that case, like, if you just want a child, I agree, it's not consensual, but do they also try to get into a marriage with the guy?
No, so in most cases, some of them are, it has to do with age, right? And maybe name, like, especially if the guy is very wealthy, comes from a very, you know, wonderful background, everything, they then want to, you know, get pregnant for the guy, or even without the guy's consent. Now, even for those kind of people, even if the guy doesn't marry them, they feel like they have access to that guy's wealth, that guy's life, because there's some men that are really, like, very, when it comes to, like, their own blood or their own kid, they're very connected. Like, they don't, it just changes the game.
I agree.
So it changes the game for them. It now becomes like, what do I do? I don't want my child to, you know, grow and be, you know, grow up without a father, or grow up without, you know, not have that sound background, not have that sound foundation, you know. So some people just go ahead and get married and just, let me just marry this lady, she's pregnant for me already, let me just do it out of, I want my child to have the best life possible, or out of, I don't want my child to go through the same thing I went through as a child, you know, when I was young. And they're just really stuck, and it feels like they're in bondage, because at the end of the day, they don't really love this person, which would also lead to all sorts of things, like maybe cheating or because if the person got married, as in, if there's a man and a woman, and then the woman gets pregnant, and then they get married, and of course it's not built on love, value, respect, everything, that kind of person will still fall in love with somebody outside. Somebody that genuinely shares his values, he's gonna go crazy, like, mad in love with somebody outside that's not you. So my point is, if at the end of the day, but you know what, this is a crazy world we live in out there. Like, there are some women that don't mind.
Exactly, because I was about to say that, because that for them, their objective is not, so for one, their objective is they have a child, right?
And they know,
and the child is, I mean, has a reputable father. That's
exactly
it.
Exactly. So, and they know that these men are not faithful to them, but they'd rather die there. It's like being in bondage. They're like trapped. And then, however, there are people that are like, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore. I want a divorce. Well, there are some people that, like, when they look at the kids, they're like, nah, I can't handle this. Like, for my children. But the thing is, it's just, I don't know, it's just a crazy world we live in. It's just crazy. I don't think that this should be, like, when someone gets pregnant, you should just rush into marriage or anything. I don't think marriage should be forced just because a woman is pregnant. Like you said, they can both co-parent. They could raise the child up, you know, shower the child with so much love and everything. But when they get married, it complicates everything. Because at the end of the day, the thing is, you might even say, okay, let me just do this out of, I just need to do it. But in the relationship, you start getting cranky. You're not, the reason why you're there in the first place now changes, because of course the children are there, but you're not happy, you're not fulfilled, and it can affect every other thing in your life. It can affect your decisions. It can affect how
it
you
will affect your people. Decisions actually. It exactly. will not it can it will
exactly it will. Especially mm-hmm. if it's someone that maybe there's no sexual attraction, there's no emotional connection, it will just be a cranky person, and it will just affect everything. Like, you wouldn't be happy.
You know, it's funny you said no sexual attraction and then you become cranky.
Yeah, because because couples have to have, you know, you have to have sex, but you don't, yeah, it's a way of letting out things. Now imagine not able to have that, or not be able to share a bed. Some might even sleep in separate rooms, some be able to share a bed, or not be able to talk to each other and everything. It just complicates everything. And gone are the days where things were such a big deal, where there's so much stigma, now if it still happens that, you know, there's a child on the way and you guys are not married, I mean, just raise the child, co-parent, and don't put yourself in a situation that you're going to regret for the rest of your life. Because you might think that, as a woman, you might think that, you know what, I want this guy, I want to be hooked to this guy, I want to marry this guy by force. You know, there's so many things might not align for you and that child. You know, what about okay, what if you end up missing the person you're actually supposed to get married to? Who's gonna love you unconditionally, even with that child? Who's gonna raise that child to become a great man, or, you know, a great woman? Who's gonna value that child? You never know. In the process of thinking that you want to go and hook someone down, put someone in bondage, you might be saving someone else. You might be seeing someone else that really wants a child, that would do anything, that will move the earth for you.
Yeah, it's like tunnel vision. Yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah, so it depends. That's just my like opinion about this situation.
Yeah, so it's funny, because for some people, and I think most times, again, they also think about, like you said earlier, that the guy would think about the child. He doesn't want the child to, you know, grow up in a certain way, you know. But I think ultimately, sometimes, and this happens a lot to parents, where you just shelf some of your happiness for the sake of your kids. But I think sometimes, especially for long-term happiness, I think it's important to consider it properly, you know, before, because at the end of the day, the child will live his life regardless. You know, the child will live his life or her life at the end of the day, you know. And most times, the child, you're thinking, oh, this is where, may not even appreciate that decision you made at that point, you know, the significance to you. You know, so I tell people, you know, like, you need to be careful when you say, oh, for my child. Yeah, but don't do it at the detriment of yourself to a point where, you know, you'll regret it, you know.
That trap.
Exactly. All the sake of, I mean, you know, the name of, oh, it's my child, so my child. Yeah, I understand it. I mean, it's always good to, I mean, responsibly take care of children. I mean, it's very key, you know, but at the same time, you need to balance it, because this is happiness of a lifetime, you know. Like, unless you just want to like dabble into it and come out, you know, if you're willing to take that risk of, you know, like, you know, flip-flopping, yeah, maybe you could, you know. But I think it's not something you should, you know, take with levity. So I think you should consider it properly and see if it's something that will work for you. Otherwise, just
You know what, Samuel? Another thing that people fall victim of a lot is religion. Religion can push you to make so many crazy decisions, right? Just because you're trying to live up to that expectation of what people think of you, or what would they say, or I you know, I'm in a position where people look up to me, people depend on me, I have to lead by example. And so now go and put your head in a relationship and you know, force yourself to get married to someone that you guys are not even spiritually aligned.
Okay, so I just have a quick question. So I would like you to expand on that religion. So when you say religion, right, because let's take it from like a Christian angle, so you don't want to have the child outside wedlock. Is that what you mean? Like, is that the religion you're talking about?
Because you're like, you must have each other, because you already based on religion, you already sinned in the first place by, you know, getting pregnant without being married, right? That's you already sinned. So being in that situation, and you know, you have, especially if it's someone that a lot of people look up to, a lot of people respect, a lot of people, Jonathan, and it so happens to be that situation, then there's so much pressure. Oh no, you have to marry the man that did this to you. You have to marry. What if it was a one night stand?
So I agree. So again, which is why I always tell people, right? It's very, very, very important. Right, as much as, I mean, whatever religion you practice, it's important to also understand for yourself, you know, the precepts, the tenets of what your religion preaches. Yourself, try to understand it yourself. So, and one way to understand it is by, I mean, reading the holy book, right? So whatever, that's the Bible, or it's the Quran, whatever it is for you, right? That's where the laws or whatever that guide your religion, you know, that's where you find them. Now, from a Christian's perspective, and now I don't want us to put on our religious hats, but I'm just saying, the point I'm trying to make is, so not to delve into religion like that, the point I'm trying to make is, it's first, in most religions, right, you have what the law says, and you also have things that are considered best practice, right? So things that are considered best practice are, so for example, maybe the attitude or the characters of maybe like religious people in the Bible or the Quran, you know, then you try to adopt same style, although it doesn't say like particularly like, okay, if you don't do it this way, it's wrong or against the law. You know, so that's why I think, first of all, you need to first understand what your religion says about it, you know. And for Christianity, there's nowhere, Jesus Christ said it, like, he without the sin should cast the first stone. You know, like, we are all living a life of grace, you know. That's like, so don't allow that, you know, stop you in any way from, you know, like like several examples in the Bible, if you were to go into that, you know, we've seen where a harlot, like proper prostitute, was blessed, you know. So what would you say about that? So this is not like a one-off situation. They described someone as a harlot, you know, like that's how she was described. So like you're now using like a one-off transaction, my goodness. A one-off event, you know, then alter everything about your life, and they tell you it's religion because of this, because of that. So I think it's not, and people should understand. Again, I think most times we fail to realize the enormity of that decision called marriage, you know. Sometimes, you know, like it will determine a lot of things about your future, about how, I mean, a lot of things of how your life would pan out eventually, in several ways, you know, the choice of a partner. So I think it's one decision one should carefully make, you know, so not just because of like one event that occurred, you know. So yeah,
I totally agree with you. So guys, like Samuel said, just be, you know, be careful. Everyone makes mistakes. People sin every day. All we just need to do is ask for grace, you know, and ask God to forgive us our sins and try to put ourselves on the right track. But that doesn't, you know, necessarily mean you should just go and lock yourself down for a mistake that you made. Besides, I wouldn't even say, like, while you were talking, I was just thinking about a choir leader that got one of his chorus that's pregnant. do you know how big of a deal that would be in, like, especially maybe in a Redeemed church or something like that? So I was just thinking, I'm like, a lot of people go through
stuff. So see, oh yeah, this life, I have seen and heard so many things that, you know, like, you know, a lot of things that would shock you. Like, these days I'm more like before I, it's because it's, see, life is funny. Life is funny, yeah. Life is very funny, and it has a way of humbling you. You know, like I've seen it play out severally. So like I'm more careful when passing judgment here. So because you would be like, when, especially for like this one you described, like people that you consider you hold in very high esteem, people think, oh, this, you know, which ultimately what it simply does is just showing that we're all human at the end of the day. We're all human, you know, that's at the end of the day. So you need to like consider that, you know, don't just say someone is this, like the person is human, you know. And I mean, yeah, we're bound to make mistakes at the end of the day. Although some mistakes are just, you know, somewhat you know, crazy. But yeah, I totally get that.
Okay, guys, it is what it is. Don't forget, do not entangle yourself in something that you're going to regret for the rest of your life just mm-hmm. because you made a mistake. You know, mm-hmm. just do what you need to do. Do it right. Ask God for forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody, we're all living by grace, right? Mm-hmm. All right, guys. I hope you really enjoyed this episode as much as we did. Don't forget that there are multiple platforms in which you can listen to this podcast. Like I say every week, listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and
Stitcher.
And on this note, it's your girl, Oyenda, and I'm officially signing out.
Okay, guys. So please let us keep the conversations going. If you'd like to know what you think, maybe something that's even happened to you, let us know. I mean, if it has happened to you, so how's the marriage going right now? I mean, if you're still in it, let us know. But like, I mean, we all learn on a daily basis, yeah. So yeah, your experience might just shed more light to how we perceive or, you know, think about these issues. So guys, please reach out to us on Instagram, you know, DM us, you know, in our comment section. I mean, it's buzzing every time, you know. So let us know that at Alien Radio, ELANRADIO, or send us an email at loalienradio@yahoo.com. We'd love to hear your thoughts. On this note, this is Sam thanking you for joining us on today's episode. Have a lovely weekend, guys. Bye-bye.
Ebademi ni sale, ebademi ni ongo, ongo, ongo.